I think execution wise, we weren't.
Oh no! We weren't, oh no!
I think we didn't match them execution wise. Where, you know, you got a guy unblocked here or a guy unblocked there. I mean, you know, in the run game, execution is like the most important thing, you know, possible, because, you know, if you mess up in one section of it, they can't. It's not like you know, penetration or something like that happens, so to speak. It's just like lack of execution. That's what you need the most, because everybody's got to be on the same page. Like, the line is working together with the tight ends, and I'm working with them, so we all got to be on the same page.
What do you like or dislike about Oakland being in that facility with those crazy fans?
Well, it's a good atmosphere. I mean, as a competitor and athlete, you like to play in atmospheres like that. So, you know, I played there twice before, and I mean, it's not that big a deal to me, where it's just the atmosphere. I mean, when you play away games, you're in a hostile environment anyway. Their fans don't like you anyway. So, you know, as a competitor, you want to play in games like that. And, you know, that's what the sport is for. It's about being competitive.
Those fans look like they'll come out of stands and bite you if you get too close.
Yeah, probably not. You know, they don't want to do that. You know, they'll probably get in trouble a lot worse than, you know, they want. But, you know, I'm not worried about that.
Matt, how about as a running back over 30 in the league, how impressive is it with Marshawn taking the full year off and coming back and starting?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, that probably could help him out. You know, took a year off, probably healed some injuries up and stuff like that. But, you know, I knew Marshawn could do something like that. You know, he's a tough runner. He's a physical runner. And you don't just lose that over a year of being out of football. So, for him, it's probably like riding a bike. You know, just come back right in camp and get some contact and, you know, run the ball a little bit and fall right back in place.
Talking about chemistry, execution with the line, how much is that physicality? Do you have to go physical enough just more about execution?
Yeah, we got, I mean, our linemen are physical. I mean, we got Big Carp and Brian Winters at the guards with West in between them. So our line is physical. You know, Beeson is athletic as well. And, yeah, we got guys up there who know what they're doing. It's just that we all got to get on. I mean, the run game takes rhythm. It takes, you know, I've been a part of a run game where it took until the bye week, and we ended up running for, you know, 1,600 yards, but it took until the bye week to get it right. I'm not saying that this is the case, but the running game a lot of times takes a little more time than the passing game, too.
Do you guys go in at all with a chip on your shoulder when you're an underdog like this?
I think we always have a chip on our shoulder because nobody believes in us but us. So, you know, we don't really care, you know, about what anybody's saying. We just want to go out here, work hard, and go in and let it display out on the field. You know, it's just, you know, we got to control the things that we can control, which is how each one of us puts in work each week going into the game. I probably couldn't care less. You know, probably like it better than being favored, because if you know, are favored and you go in and, you know, then you're a disappointment. So, you know, if you're an underdog, you probably go in and win and surprise people. So, I don't know. I've been an underdog. A lot of us, we've been underdogs our whole life. You know, people telling you can't do this, you're not fast enough, you're not big enough. So, you know, we're used to being like that.